This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Last of the Mohicans. It was a feature peculiar to the colonial wars of North America that the toils and dangers of the wilderness were to be encountered before the adverse hosts could meet. A wide and impervious boundary of forests severed the possessions of the hostile provinces of France and England. Perhaps no district can furnish a livelier picture of the savage warfare of those periods than the country which lies between the headwaters of the Hudson and the adjacent lakes. The lengthened sheet of the Champlain stretched from the frontiers of Canada deep within the borders of the neighboring province of New York, forming a natural passage across half the distance that the French were compelled to master in order to strike their enemies. Near its southern termination, it received the contribution of another lake, whose waters were so limpid as to have been selected by the Jesuit missionaries to perform the purification of baptism, and to obtain for it the title of the Lake du Saint-Sacrement. Winding its way among countless islands and embedded in mountains, the Holy Lake, or Horican, extended a dozen leagues still farther to the south. With a high plain that there interposed itself to the further passage of the water, commenced a portage of as many miles, which conducted the adventurer to the banks of the Hudson, at a point where, with the usual obstructions of the rapids, the river became navigable to the tide. While in pursuit of their daring plans of annoyance, the restless enterprise of the French even attempted the distant and difficult gorges of the Allegheny, it may easily be imagined that their proverbial acuteness would not overlook the natural advantages of the district we have just described. It became, emphatically,